call the Rules Committee hearing together. And the reason for the committee hearing today is to take up the CS for House Joint Resolution 41 rules. And the reason for the hearing today is I really wanted to have a hearing on this before we put it on the floor and to give the reason for it. Present is Representative Kurtula, Representative Johnson, Representative Faircloth, Representative Samuels, and Representative Coghill, Chairman. Before us, Max Gruenberg wrote the sponsor statement for it, but it was something that Representative Gruenberg and I worked on together. He prevailed on most of the language. I suggested a few changes, but it was an issue that both of us agree that needed to be dealt with. So, Representative Gruenberg, go ahead and state your name for the record. Tell us. Well, we have to adopt the version E.
No, M.
I don't. The M version.
M.
Right here.
M is in Mike.
Oh, never mind. I have it right here. Representative Samuel.
You want to adopt M?
Yes, let's do that.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the CS for HJR 41 rules 25-LS1643/M as our document.
Any argument? No disagreement? The two versions is a recognition that Representative Gruenberg and I have been working on language. So, Representative Gruenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Max Gruenberg. I represent House District 20, Mountain View, Russian Jack, and Turpin and Anchorage. Just for the record, I'll put on the record the difference between the A version and the M version, if I may, just for the record.
Yes.
The only difference is on page 3, lines 15 and 16. Inadvertently, that language was not typed into the A version. And that's the difference. The bill is as a result of correspondence that I think hopefully we all received from the Fairbanks North Star Borough. As I mentioned on the floor today, the Tax Increase Prevention and Reconciliation Act of 2005 contains Section 511, which was designed to collect some back tax, some taxes that are owed by governmental contractors. And apparently, according to the material that we have, only about 30% of the money that's owed by governmental contractors finds its way to the federal treasury. And this is designed to encourage the payment of that by actually withholding it at the source. And this deals only with a state government and local governments that pay over $100 million each year on goods and services. And under Section 511, as of the 1st of January 2011, they will be required to withhold 3% of their payments to nearly all vendors and contractors for federal income tax purposes. There are some exceptions, and I can go over those, but those are not particularly relevant to our discussion here. The problem is that virtually all of the testimony, it wasn't testimony, all of the material that was given to the Joint Senate House Conference Committee in Congress was the benefit to the federal treasury and the unfairness when people escape their taxes by just not paying their taxes. There was very little, if any, I could find no recognition of the problems that this would create for local and state governments. And according to the documents you have been given, the organizations representing the federal and state, I mean the state and local governments, Congress was informed that there would be significant problems in that, but that was not recognized either by the Joint Tax Committee or by the folks who were on the conference committee itself. So they didn't give any consideration to the problems this was going to cause local governments. And I don't know if that was an inadvertence or a failure of the conference committee process or what, but since then, They have weighed in and across the country have let, in the process of letting Congress know, this is going to be extremely expensive, very difficult to enforce, and there's a Senate bill involved that would cure the problem and a House bill, and the Senate bill has been introduced by Senator Craig from Idaho, but the House bill has a joint sponsorship by both Republicans and Democrats, and those are Senate Bill 777 and H.R. 1023. And the resolve clause is on page 4, lines 19 to 21, that we urge Congress to repeal Section 511. And that's it.
That's what we're requesting. And we have from one of our tax department, Kim, would you come on up? Kim, I'll apologize. I forgot your last name. So
Barnero.
Just give us a brief opinion of you and you told me of an association that you're a part of, and maybe give a little depth to that, too.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. My name is Kim Gardnero. I serve as the Director of Finance for the Department of Administration. I'm a member of the National Association of State Auditors, Controllers, and Treasurers, which has been working actively to get this legislation repealed in Washington, D.C. The organization passed a resolution in 2006, which authorized the staff, the very lean staff of NASACT, to work towards fair and equitable approach to implementing this, including and most likely seeking appeal, a repeal. Most state, it applies to state governments and local governments. Most states are in the same boat that Alaska's in. We cannot do withholding on vendor payments with our current 23-year-old accounting system. It's not an option. We're hoping for relief prior to 2011. And if it's not forthcoming, we will be scrambling in 2009 to work towards all the effort it will take to implement this.
I have some questions, but is there anybody else? Okay, one question comes to mind. Should this pass, have you any idea what the cost would be for us to ramp up a system to be able to collect the information and then assess the collection of that tax, or assess the tax?
Mr. Chairman, I have not analyzed the impact on the state accounting system. I'm sure it's at least a year-long project for my very few COBOL programmers I have left. Okay. And I'm also sure it's going to take at least a half of a position to deal with the reconciliation. I mean, you're withholding money, you're reporting it to the IRS, and you're then ensuring to these vendors that you've actually paid on their behalf what was due to them. There's going to be a lot of public contact and reconciliation that goes with that.
So I want to be very clear. Not only the assessor group that you belong to, what was the group again?
National Association of State Auditors, Controllers, and Treasurers.
Yeah. They've had a resolution against it.
Administration is totally opposed to it.
Okay. And has there been correspondence from the Department of Administration yet to Congress or to anybody yet on this?
Mr. Chairman, I know we were just poised to work with our Washington, D.C. office on this, but I think the end of session flurry has postponed that. We've got a letter drafted for Commissioner Kreitzer's signature.
So this resolution could actually flow with that letter?
Mr. Chairman, I shared the fact today with our NASACT Washington, D.C. office that there could be a resolution forthcoming from the Alaska legislature on repeal, supporting repeal of these, and she thought that would be very helpful in their efforts to get the legislation repealed in D.C.
Pretty straightforward issue to me. Is there any other questions? Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you have any idea how many communities would be involved in this? I mean, the state certainly would. Would Anchorage and Fairbanks qualify? Would they have to also duplicate the same 3%? And just how many, are we talking Juneau? Or is there a size? Where do we stop? I mean,
Representative Johnson, through the chair, it is any government that spends over $100 million a year on goods and services. I'm sure Fairbanks and Anchorage fit into that. Probably some large school districts would fit into that. I don't know Juneau's budget, if they're at that level or not.
Representative Grunberg?
Yeah, you should have in your packets the fact that the North Star Thorough and the North Star the Fairbanks School District are affected. The Anchorage School District and the municipality of Anchorage are affected. And there are messages from all of them, Mayor Begich and the folks from the school district, they all support the repeal of this and support what we're doing. And I believe in your packet also is a letter from Commissioner Kreitzer urging the repeal of this.
Yes. I wanted that on, as we're moving forward on the record. Representative Samuels?
Mr. Chairman, I've moved CS for HJR 41 from committee with individual recommendations.
There are no objections. We'll move the House Resolution 41 from committee. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Max. Thank you, committee. Say bye for signing up on the recommendation list. And
it's a record, Max.
Rules of adjournment.
It's a-